What happens when a university course goes beyond textbooks and lectures? For students in Laurentian University's early 20th century theater class, it means studying the roots of modern drama while bringing a one-act play to life for a live audience. On December 2nd, these talented students will showcase their creativity and hard work in two performances of Luigi Pirandello's The Doctor's Duty. In this unique practicum-based course, students don't just learn about theater movements and innovators. They step into the spotlight, applying their knowledge in a fully staged production. "I love storytelling and was excited to try my hand at theater," said Veronique Coutu, a second-year student in English literature, media, and writing, and concurrent education, who plays Mrs. Reese in the production. "This experience has confirmed my love for theater and given me the chance to grow my skills. It's been amazing to bring this play to life with my classmates." Under the guidance of Associate Professor Christine Sansalone, the students take on every aspect of production, from acting and directing to stage management, lighting, costumes, and program design. "This course immerses students in the full spectrum of theater making," said Sansalone. "They've studied early 20th century theater trends and movements, and now they're integrating that knowledge into a live performance. It's their project, they've done it all. As an educator, I am so pleased with the students' enthusiasm and dedication." The play delves into themes of love, loyalty, and ethics, proving its relevance even a century after it was written. A grand piano has been brought in for the occasion, with each performance followed by a musical presentation by accomplished Sudbury pianist, Daniel Laframboise. "This is the first time this course has been offered in the English program, and the response has been fantastic," added Sansalone. "We're grateful for the support of Dr. Jennifer Johnson, Dean of the Faculty of Arts. This production highlights the incredible talent and potential of our students and shows the value of integrating performing arts into our programs." Performances will be held in the atrium of the Cliff Fielding Research Innovation and Engineering Building at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. on December 2nd. Admission is free and open to the public.